Meatpacking plants continue to be a driving factor in coronavirus outbreaks across rural America. In Iowa, refugees from Myanmar are among the hardest hit, as nearly the entire community works in the plants. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne reports many feel they don't have options other than to work in facilities where social distancing is often impossible.
Iowa is home to some 10,000 refugees from Myanmar, also known as Burma. Many are Christians who fled ethnic violence and the world's longest-running civil war. The vast majority work at the state's meatpacking plants, where they can make better than minimum wages without having to know English. But because of that, the entire community is disproportionately at risk for the coronavirus. One advocacy group says all of its clients from Myanmar have either had the virus or been exposed to it.
Of course, in the beginning, we really scare and panic. And when they receive a positive, so they think that they're going to die.
That's Pastor Benjamin Songboy of Carson Chin Baptist Church in Columbus Junction in southeast Iowa. In a decade, the ethnic Chin community there has grown to nearly 20% of the population in the town of about 2,300. It's also home to a Tyson meatpacking plant, which attracted the refugee families. At least 221 workers there have tested positive, and two have died. Songboy says his community knows the risks of the production line, but there's virtually no other work in town.
If they don't go to work, how they will survive? That is a big question. So, and of course, every family concerned about that.
Songboy has become something of a one-person social service agency during the crisis. He's counseled people over the phone as they self-isolated, interpreted their doctor's appointments, and delivered food to their doorsteps. He says the virus has been traumatizing for children, too, including his own, ages 7 and 10.
We asked them to pray in the dining table for food. They only know how to pray for the COVID-19, and all they keep on saying, let's go away.
COVID has left refugees even more vulnerable than before, facing barriers to transportation, social services, and even basic information. Abigail Swee of the Iowa refugee rights group Embark says adjusting to life in the U.S. is a huge challenge for families who have spent years in refugee camps.
Many of families do not have computer and access to internet or not know how to use computer or technology. So we need assistance to accommodate immigrant and refugee communities.
According to the group, refugees from Myanmar in Iowa speak 27 languages and dialects. Lack of English proficiency is a major challenge, as is a lack of interpreters. In May, Swee urged local officials in Waterloo to do more to directly support the large refugee community there.
Families that are self-isolated in their homes, need for food delivery, not a phone number to the food pantry. They need food delivered to their door, and we are doing that.
One person doing that work is Victoria Waugh, a refugee from the Karen ethnic group. She also staffs a multilingual phone line for refugees, answering questions on how to file for unemployment, how to call in sick, and when to dial 911 for help. The isolation of quarantine is wearing her down, too. She says her parents and five of her siblings are still in a refugee camp in Thailand, waiting.
I'm hoping that they will come here soon, and I'm hoping that COVID will, over soon.
Coronavirus cases are increasing as much of the country reopens. Meatpacking plants say they're providing personal protective gear, workstation barriers, and offering testing. Still, many are pushing production levels back up to full capacity and reverting to stricter attendance policies. While companies have said having COVID symptoms is still an excusable absence, fear of getting the virus on the job may not be. Still, refugees keep turning to the facilities for work. Victoria Waugh says she doesn't know of other jobs for her community.
The meatpacking plant is only the option for people from my community. And I don't know about other factory that they can work.
Her brother recently reunited with her in Waterloo, but like thousands before him, he'll have few options other than processing pigs in a nearby meatpacking plant. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.